Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. I am Dave Biddle. I am thrilled to be joined by our special guest, Emeka Egbuka, of course, standout Ohio State wide receiver entering his junior season. Emeka, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk.
So let's just start with the basic question. Like, what's the offseason been like for you? What are you doing right now personally, and how do you feel like the offseason's going for you?
Yeah, the offseason's been going well. We're really just getting back acclimated into, you know, working out every day, getting our conditioning right, our speed up for the upcoming fall camp. And just for me personally, I've been, coming off a few injuries. So kind of getting my body back right, getting all healed and healthy and getting back into football conditioning shape.
I know you missed spring, but it was like more of a precaution. I know you were coming off an injury from the end of the season. And how are you feeling now? Are you back to 100%?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. My body's getting back right, exactly where I need to. I'm on track to have a full, healthy season. I'm excited to compete again.
And just so the fans know, what's the team doing right now? Like, elaborate a little bit. Just summer conditioning with Coach Mick. What are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, so summer conditioning mainly consists of, lifting a lot of weights, obviously. We really had a big emphasis on competition this offseason, just becoming more competitive, more tough team. So we've been doing a lot of competition stuff, a lot of mano-a-mano, man-on-man things. Getting our minds right and getting right in that aspect. And we've been doing a lot of conditioning, running, lifting weights. And then, you know, sometimes we have two-a-days and we have plays that we run, offensive team organized activity. So we do things like that too.
We're going to bounce around a little bit. We're going to talk football. We're also going to, of course, talk about The Foundation and the great things they're doing. Brian Schottenstein, Cardale Jones, and everybody with The Foundation.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I mean, you don't need to get into specifics. Just what's The Foundation done for you, just generally speaking?
Yeah, they've created a great foundation for basically what NIL has become and what they're becoming, and they handled it with grace. And they've done a lot to support the student athletes here at Ohio State, not just the football team, but pretty much everybody. So I'm definitely grateful for the, you know, relationship I have with Brian and with Cardale, and I'm, you know, looking forward to continue to work with them.
Heard Cardale talk about this. He wishes NIL existed when he was in school. You picked a good time to be a college football player. Yeah. Is it ever surreal to you, Emeka, just with the NIL and all the things, all the opportunities you have? Is it ever surreal for you that you're living through this right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was a blessing enough just to be able to, you know, compete and play football at the next level. That's always been a dream of mine since I was a young kid. And just to kind of, you know, get paid while doing it, you know, that's not what you do it for. But, I mean, that's definitely it's an added bonus for sure. But that's not really where I hang my hat. I'm just, you know, super honored and thrilled to be even on the field.
And when you look at the foundation and what they're doing, obviously they can't pay recruits ahead of time, but recruits talk to you guys. They talk to current players, and they know that Ohio State's players are going to be taken care of through the foundation. What, you know, speak about that a little bit. Do you talk to recruits about that? And just get into that a little bit, if you would, please.
I try not to talk to recruits too much about NIL because, you know, if that's where your head's at, that's not really the type of recruit we want to take in at Ohio State. We want you to be all about ball, all about getting better. We're looking for good and young guys to be able to build a culture here. So we don't want any, you know, divas who are too worried about, too money obsessed, because, you know, that money's going to come regardless. If you're a great player at Ohio State, the money's going to come. If you're a great player at, you know, any other school in the nation, even if you're not a top D1 program, if you're, you know, a high-level athlete, the money, the NIL is going to come. So obviously we have a lot of resources at Ohio State to be able to do something like that, to be able to pay a lot of players, equally and fairly. But at the same time, you know, we want you to come here and have your mind, you know, focus on the right things.
And the foundation also does a lot with charities. I mean, they are a charity, and yeah, obviously it's to help you guys first and foremost with NIL, and rightfully so. Ohio State's got to keep up with the Joneses, but you also do some charity work. Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, we do a bunch of things. We're doing some dinners, and we're doing, you know, all these different events. I can't get into them before they launch. You know, some of them right. might be, you know, a little secret, but doing a lot of charity work, and just excited to be able to give back to the community and to just, you know, maybe help out the less fortunate. You know, I was at the Merrifield tournament this past, you know, week or 2 weeks ago, and was able to help out with, some of the, hospital kids, and be able to chat with them. And, you know, they're huge Buckeye fans. So it was awesome to be able to, you know, just brighten their day a little bit.
That has to be really cool. Y'all, these kids, you're an absolute superstar to all Buckeye fans. So it's really cool what you guys do with kids and everything that you're doing with charities. All right, back to football. Let me ask you, very general, I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the job or anything, but just generally speaking, tell me about the quarterbacks. What stands out about Kyle McCord and Devin Brown from your perspective?
Yeah, so for Kyle, to start off, you know, he's been my roommate. We're not roommates anymore, but we were coming in. We've been roommates for a year, our freshman year. So spent a lot of time on the field with that dude, one of my best friends on the team. And, you know, there's not enough good things I can say about him. What I will say is that, you know, he can throw a heck of a ball, a spiral every time. And if it's not a spiral, he's, you know, super upset about it. So we always make sure to get those reps back that we miss in practice or anything like that. And he's really stepping into a leadership role that we need him to be in. And as far as Devin goes, he's a really talented young guy. We're happy to have him on the team. He stands out in practice, and he is able to showcase his athleticism in multiple ways, not just throwing the ball, not just running the ball, but just doing everything, you know, that a quarterback needs to be able to do and then some.
You were the number one wide receiver in the country, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite and pretty much every recruiting service out there. You were the number one wide receiver in the country from the state of Washington. Why Ohio State, Omeka?
Oh, man. That would be a long conversation, probably longer than I have time to do today. My dad he's a very strategic guy, and he wanted to see the logistics of everything. So we went through a pretty long process of just, listening to pros and cons and all that of different types of schools. And, you know, when it came down to it, Ohio State checked off the most boxes that I was looking for. You know, we have incredible potential to be able to put players in the NFL, especially at the receiver position. And, you know, guys go to the NFL at receiver, and they're developed and they're ready to play right when they get there. So that was a huge part of it. Obviously, we're high offensive firepower. We're going to be playing on the spotlight every day. So that exposure is nothing short. And then lastly, the business school, that's what I'm majoring in. We have a phenomenal business school. So being able to be part of that, I'm super grateful. And so Ohio State was just pretty much the best fit of everything I was looking for.
Talking to Coach Hartline, even Coach Day, they said if Omeka, we needed him to be a starter as a true freshman, he could have got the job done and then some. What's it like waiting your turn when you've got guys like Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave and Jackson Smith and Jigba ahead of you? You and Marvin didn't even really get a chance to play that much until the Rose Bowl, even though you guys were ready all year to play if you needed to. What's it like when you're a big-time prospect like yourself, ready to play, but you know you have to wait your turn?
Yeah, it might sound weird, but it was a huge blessing. I mean, it was amazing. I was so honored and thankful to be able to sit behind guys like Chris and Garrett and Jackson and just really learn from them. Like you were saying, I might have been able to come in and do my thing my freshman year, maybe play a little bit. But, I wouldn't have developed. I wouldn't have created a really receiver type of mindset. Like, I always played receiver, but I didn't really understand the intricacies of the game until I started learning from Chris and Garrett and Jackson. So being able to be behind them and develop, a great bond with them and great connection, as well as having mentors above me to be able to teach me the game and then kind of just pass the torch. That's really what Ohio State is about. Like, if you look at our freshmen now, like, I could name a bunch of them that I could start at pretty much any school, but, you know, it's all about passing the torch and gaining knowledge. Like Brandon and Carnell and all these guys, like, they're so talented, and like, they remind me of me and Marv when I came in. But, you know, just being able to kind of give them seeds and nuggets of what we've been able to do, things that have been passed down from Chris and Garrett, like, Terry and Paris and like all these guys. Like, it's just a trickle effect that I'm super blessed to be a part of.
You're coming off a monster season personally, and you had what, 74 catches, 1,151 yards and 10 touchdowns. That is a fantastic season. And I feel like you're still underrated. I feel like people don't talk about you enough. You're a humble guy. I know you're not, you don't probably want to get into if you're underrated or not, but just discuss coming off that big year and what your personal goals are for this coming year.
Yeah. I mean, having that big year is, I mean, it was amazing. I was super excited to be able to produce for my team. In any way that that looked like, I was just happy to be able to be on the field and get my team some wins this year. Although we didn't, you know, make it to, you know, all the heights that we wanted to reach, it left us a great place coming into this year, just more hungry and more focused than ever. So coming off that big year is, you know, I was really excited to do that. And then going into next year, I really don't have many goals for myself. My main goal is to just win a championship with my team, and we're going to do it by, you know, glorifying God. Especially that's what I'm going to do. I let my play speak for my faith and just all the great things that the Lord has done through me and all the great things that he's picked me out of and just allow me and give me this opportunity to play football in the first place.
And Mecca, you do a lot of things well. You're an excellent wide receiver. I think you're a great return man too. Now, as you know, the Buckeyes have not had a punt return for a touchdown since 2014, have not had a kickoff return for a touchdown since 2010. Do you feel like you're going to be the punt returner and the kickoff returner? And is that streak going to end this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, I did it once last year. It got called back, so that was kind of unfortunate. I thought I had something there, but you know, we're gonna keep chipping away at it, whether it's me or another guy. I can sense that something like that is coming very soon. So you know, stay tuned, Buckeye Nation.
Back to the foundation. Like, what else do you want to say about the foundation? All the great things they're doing. Basically, a question I asked you earlier, but just maybe elaborate on just how much they're helping the program, helping you, and helping future Buckeyes. Just get into all the great things the foundation is doing.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite events that I've done through the foundation is just like the dinners that we're able to do and just the connections that we're able to make. Like, it's not just all about just, you know, Brian and Cardell. Like, they hook you up with some great people around Columbus. Like, there's so many amazing individuals that you're able to meet through these events that we do. And through that, you create connections and build relationships that transcend football and help you, you know, carry on into your adult years and things you want to do. Like, it helps you truly understand that these people are here for you, you know. And I don't know if I would have understood that otherwise without the foundation's help.
For those that are just listening to the podcast only version, if you want to donate to the foundation, go to thefoundationohio.com, thefoundationohio.com. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it right there across the ticker, thefoundationohio.com. He is a Mecca Egbuka, standout wide receiver for the Buckeyes, one of the best wide receivers in the country, projected as a first-round pick, as humble as they come. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. He is a Mecca Egbuka. Thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. I hope everyone has a great rest of your day.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.